Hey everyone, welcome to Screen Geeks Radio. This is Dave.
This is Barry.
And Josh.
Hey, and I'm guessing our listener actually is Aaron. That's my guess. But
I guess too.
Hi Aaron.
TalkShoe, apparently not so good for the sound quality.
No, it doesn't sound too
good. Is it like on a cell phone sound quality?
Yeah.
Okay, so we might go to Justin TV like Slash Film does and get a cheap webcam or something. So we'll just make this a fairly short episode, but still. Let's talk about what we watched this week. I don't know who had the most. I know it's kind of a tie for who had the shortest end of the stick. Actually, no, I think Josh got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Okay, I guess I'll just start off and do my stuff. I saw, what did I see? I saw Psycho 2, Psycho 3, Psycho 4. So I did that trilogy. I saw Postal, finally. And I saw the part of the second disc bonus features on Iron Man. So,
what's your take on Psycho 2, 3, 4?
2 is a really good movie. It really shouldn't have been that good. As far as Psycho 3, it wasn't bad. The thing about Norman Bates is that he's the kind of character you always want to root for to have a happy ending, because he's kind of gotten the short end of the stick his entire life.
Yeah.
You know, since I'm using that metaphor so much this time around. But it's... The fourth one was okay. It was pretty much unnecessary, I think. And I'm not going to spoil it, but I kind of enjoyed the resolution. I think they could have done it better.
Mm, yeah.
I'll leave it that at that. So... What about you, Barry? What did you see this week?
I saw Babylon AD starring Vin Diesel. I understand all too well why it not only did poorly, but why the director was so upset at it. It reminded me very much of Hancock. You see the bits and pieces of a really good movie there, but it felt incomplete. It felt like they completely castrated a movie that needed to be about 2 hours long, but at 90 minutes it felt rushed. I didn't understand a lot of it because a lot of it didn't even bother to get explained. The action sequences were nothing special. The actors, I felt especially embarrassed for Gerard Depardieu.
This was which movie one more time?
This is Babylon AD.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, saw it at the Dollar Theater.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, very weak film, unfortunately.
Fair enough. And Josh,
I watched.
We'll leave your crap of the week.
I don't want to talk about that.
Right now.
I watched Sarah Marshall again. I still didn't think it was as funny as you do.
Really?
Did you buy it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. And I don't know. It's just kind of. I just thought it was kind of sad. It's not. I think it's more of a drama than it is like a comedy. I don't know. So got to see a lot of Jason Segel's junk again.
Mm. Hey, at least you didn't see. Oh yeah, we didn't talk about Postal. Yeah, at least you didn't see Dave Foley's junk. That's all I got to say, because that's something I never need to see ever again. However, probably his best movie, even though it's not saying much.
Wow.
What else has he been in, though? I don't even
know. No. Uva Bowl's best film so far. Not saying much, but, you know, it's prompted me. I'm writing an article. It'll hopefully be up this week about how Uwe Boll is not the worst filmmaker in America. Hmm. He's at least shown this one's actually shown some growth, I think, as a filmmaker. And it really doesn't pretend to be anything more than it is. It doesn't take itself seriously at all, and that's the kind of movie he really should be making. It's not the worst spoof ever. There is definitely stuff done in bad taste, but you know, it wasn't as bad as The Happening.
Wow,
you know,
that is surprising.
It wasn't as bad as Epic Movie, Date Movie. It's just, you know, thoroughly, I wouldn't even say thoroughly mediocre, because I actually laughed a couple times. So I was shocked as all get out about it.
Jeez.
But, yeah. I don't know. Okay. Shall we talk about what came out in theaters this week and just let the ugliness ensue?
Dave Foley was in Sky High.
Oh, yeah.
Who is he in Sky High?
Mr. Boy is what it says.
Yeah, he was the leader of the sidekick.
Oh,
I'm sorry, okay. Hero support track.
Okay.
He was the commander's sidekick.
Okay.
Until he got married.
And he was also my boss's daughter.
Wow. We need to not let you have a laptop, because you just get way too...
He needs to get definitely a new agent there.
Yes.
Let's see. This week in theaters, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, Michael Cera and Kat Dennings. Beverly Hills Chihuahua, currently the number one movie in America, starring Piper Perabo and Jamie Lee Curtis. An American Carol, directed by David Zucker. Blindness, starring Julianne Moore. Flash of Genius with Greg Kinnear. How to Lose Friends and Alienate People, starring Simon Pegg and Jeff Bridges. And Religious in limited release.
I guess. Okay. So you can finally talk about Religious.
I can talk about Religious.
Would you like to start with that?
Sure, because
you've had two, 3 weeks to think about this now?
Yeah. In fact, my review is up on MauiTime.com. I was really very underwhelmed. It's one thing to do a film that's, you know, going to take apart everything that's remotely religious or, you know, talk about religious issues. That's one thing. And I was definitely up for that. And parts of it I thought were very funny and very thoughtful. first of all, Bill Maher is the wrong person to be doing this kind of movie. It's a very complex issue, and to say the least, he handles it like he's hosting a game show. And he doesn't really get to the bottom of anything except for some really lame jokes. He's, you know, say what you will about Politically Incorrect, which I've always found to be a pretty good show. The movie makes a – they keep talking about how he's a weak comedian and not really much of a presence. They keep saying this in the movie, and I agree. He's absolutely right. He's just the wrong person to do this movie.
So it's like watching the Bob Saget roast, how they keep making fun of him?
Essentially. And I think the biggest problem – certainly the problem I had with the movie, the ending. The ending, there's a montage. After about an hour or so of Bill Maher saying essentially how all things religious are – you know, it's like he keeps saying that he's on a mission of doubt, to instill doubt. And with religious, he ultimately wants to, at first it seems like he wants to play fair, just kind of go back and forth. But at the end, he finally goes on this crazy rampage. There's this montage of mushroom clouds in which he says that religion must die, among other things. And then in the midst of this montage, this really heavy-handed, angry, pissed-off montage, there's footage of the Challenger shuttle exploding. And that really pissed me off, honestly. I thought that that went way too far. That had nothing to do with anything. And it was just shock value for shock value. But how tasteless and disrespectful. And a funny thing, like all the movies Dime Store Blasphemy really didn't affect me at all. But that moment when in the midst of mushroom clouds, there is the Challenger shuttle exploding. I just thought, you know, this movie is courting controversy just because it can. It's from the director of Borat, but it's no Borat. And it's not even an Expelled, no intelligence necessary.
Well, although you did have a similar issue with Expelled.
I did. Expelled has a similar problem. The ending completely falls apart. For the most part, Ben Stein actually plays it fair, certainly more fair than Religious does, going back and forth, hearing what atheists and also creationists have to say about creation and God and whatnot. And it's a really interesting, provocative conversation. But at the end of that movie, Ben Stein suggests that to believe in Darwinism, you also have to believe in Nazism. The two kind of go hand in hand.
And my mic was turned down, so I was saying that you had a similar issue with Expelled.
Yes.
My bad.
Yeah, so it's just, both very flawed movies. But yeah, with Religious especially, I thought it was very tacky.
And you also got to see Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, which I wanted to see, but it didn't work out.
Great movie. And Kat Dennings is the real deal. She really comes across like the next Winona Ryder. Michael Cera is charming, likable as ever. Very funny, very sweet, very smart. Not perfect, but you know, the movie I'd compare it to the most, everybody is comparing it to Juno, but I would say it's a lot like Can't Hardly Wait. It definitely has that same kind of feel to it and that quality to it.
I want to ask you about Religious, though. I think I've been hearing a lot of reviews, and everyone's saying, oh, it's great. But they've all said the same thing, which is Maher needed to interview people that actually knew the answer to the questions.
Yes.
And so I don't understand why critics are actually kind of giving that. I feel like they're kind of giving a free pass, because it's just one of his movies. But when in reality, they're saying, well, you know, it could have been better if he would have actually put in some research and actually found people that would have been able to answer some of his questions.
Yeah, the people he talks to are complete nut jobs, and that's a very nice way of putting it. Some people who not only don't know the answers to very simple questions that I wish he'd asked me. I could have certainly answered any questions he had about certain issues. But, it just brings out the worst in absolutely everybody. His goal is to make these people look like complete idiots, and it's very easy when he's asking, you know, the guy who plays Jesus at Gospel Land in this park in Florida, or when he like goes to this truck driver alley, or when he sees this guy who actually says that he really is Jesus, even though his name also happens to be Jesus. It's just so ridiculous. He really does come up with the worst interview subjects, and the conclusions he comes to are so simple, and not to mention really old. I mean, this is, you know, everybody's been saying this for years, you know, that, you know, religion is going to lead to the downfall of humanity. I mean, this is a very old argument, and he basically drugs up an old argument and doesn't come up with any interesting alternatives or anything remotely thought-provoking. Parts of it seemed like he was on the right track. Otherwise, it's kind of like America's Funniest Home Videos with religion.
Yeah, because I heard
that. Ouch.
I heard that the parts where he's actually talking to, like, at the Vatican with some Pope.
Yeah.
Or that's the Pope. But some priests and stuff, that's actually thought-provoking.
There are parts of it. Yeah, but here's another movie also that demonizes the Muslim religion. I mean, he's even saying, you know, like what everybody's been running around with, the sky is falling, saying, like, you know, well, if you're a Muslim, you'll probably lead to a jihad. I mean, there's another one of these Muslim-bashing movies. I couldn't be more underwhelmed by a movie that really had high goals. I mean, if this movie is going to deconstruct religion, fine. I'm welcome to it. I'm interested to see what they come up with. But what they ultimately come up, I thought it was just really mediocre, and it was very jokey, it was very silly. It's the very typical Michael Moore thing, just in terms of style, where they intercut all these film clips in between all the interviews to basically come up with some laughter, because the movie really just isn't that funny.
Okay.
South Park did a better job of deconstructing the religious issues.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Ethan. I accidentally called you on accident through Skype. I was just seeing if that would help the sound quality, but apparently not so much. So sorry if the quality completely blows this time around. Shall we move on to the gem of the week for Josh? Because he got to see one of the other releases from this week.
I got to see the Disney defecation that is Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Why?
I told you.
Why
did about you go, Josh? I don't feel like talking about it. Now, it's so bad. It's so bad. It was actually worse than what I thought it was going to be, which is like remarkable because my expectations were like -5. So I just... I don't know what anyone was thinking when they made this.
Well, weren't you like offended by watching this movie?
Yeah, I was offended. I was telling these guys that it portrays every single stereotype that you could think about for the Spanish people, but in the form of these chihuahuas, and they try to address issues like immigration and all this stuff, but they do it in such a weird way and a pointless way, and they there's even halfway through the movie it gets all sentimental about homeless dogs and how they need to find a home, and it's just it was like what am I watching. Meanwhile, you know, you have the main dog, which is Poppy, going hold your tacos. It's just like I don't know, it's so bad.
Well, you said there was a way that you could actually see this movie working okay, you know, the ethnic thing.
Yeah, but it would have been smart, like, what was that movie?
I was saying, if it was like the namesake for chihuahuas?
If it was like the namesake with chihuahuas, it would have been awesome, because the special effects were actually really good. I've never seen so many dogs in a movie. I mean, somebody really actually spent time on the effects, and okay, let's have this chase scene through a parade of the Day of the Dead with all these dogs, and like, you know, it's like, okay, that's wow. Cool, but when the opening shot is literally a shot of chihuahua taking a crap on the sidewalk... The movie was like, that was like the pinnacle. I mean, I don't know. So absolutely, absolutely dreadful.
Okay. All right. So we move on to the DVDs. Just get that over with.
Yes. Let me get that over with. DVDs released this week. Let's see. Sleeping Beauty, the 2-disc Platinum Edition. The Happening. The Sarah Jane Adventures. You Don't Mess With the Zohan, 2 and 1-disc Special Edition.
Apparently no one should at all.
Ever.
Okay.
Rear Window, also, and Psycho and Vertigo from the Universal Legacy Collection. Touch of Evil, the 50th Anniversary Edition, one of the finest films that Orson Welles has ever made. Feast 2, Sloppy Seconds, our crappy title of the week.
We have a better one for next week, though.
Oh, boy, do we ever. Monsters, the complete series. Halloween, the 3-disc unrated collection, collectible edition.
I thought that was for next week.
I thought it was this week.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, 3-disc. No. This is the Rob Zombie one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A lot of Halloween this
the
month.
The version I won't. Okay.
Right. Smurfs and the Magic Flute, and finally Speed Racer, the complete series.
All right. I think we talked enough in depth last week that you're going to get Speed Racer.
No, I'm not.
I'm sure
I'm
Ethan
not.
Is too.
I wish the movie would have came in the,
that hurts.
In the little car. In the car, yeah. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's if you buy the entire Speed Racer like cartoon.
No, I'm not going to watch those.
No? Okay.
No.
All right. Shall we move on to some news, or do we want to talk about anything else?
I actually did want to give a shout-out real quick to Slash Film. They had them on their After Dark show last week, and it was a little bit of a, like, hey, come on the show, like, right now. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
So it actually did, like, have a lot of blood drawn that day. So I was, like, really, really out of it. So I sound like a total idiot on the show, but...
Actually, I think they edited out those parts, because you sounded fine when I listened to it.
Okay. I really appreciate that. So thanks. If you guys want to go listen to that, it's at /film/filmcast.
Yep.
And it's the After Dark episode, so...
And we've linked to it on ScreenGeeks.com as well.
Yep. So definitely check that out.
Yes. All right. Shall we... Okay, that's our... You kicked off the news. I don't want to talk about that. Okay, Kenneth Branagh.
Talk about what, Dave?
Apparently going to be in talks to direct Thor. I think this is a good move.
He's a good director.
You know, Thor has always been kind of known for being, you know, speaking in the Shakespearean English, shall we say, and being very grand and being, you know, having grand gestures and just, you know, taking himself way too seriously. So why not a director of famous Shakespearean adaptations to take over that?
That, and he did a fine job, I thought, with Frankenstein. I really enjoyed Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. I really like what he did there.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm looking at the news right now.
Okay. Do what he was, yeah, pretty much everything is going to be... We get most of our news from Slash Film. That's just the way it is. So most of it's actually going to be found from the Week in Review, which I'll just link to that for our show notes, because that's where pretty much everything is. Fine, I'll go next. Green Lantern's been greenlit, and thank God. I cannot wait for this movie. I read the script review over at Latino Review, and seriously, like, Iron Man opened the door for this kind of movie to come out.
Oh, good.
And I'm excited, and I can't wait.
Well, if it's that kind of caliber. Yeah.
Yeah, it very much follows the rise of Hal Jordan, which, since I'm a big fan of his, that means a lot. And it's going to have, you know, him going to OA and meeting some of the other Green Lanterns. And
cool.
So it's going to set up so you can have Guy Gardner and Jon Stewart, and Kilowog's going to be in it, and that just makes me very happy.
Any rumors about casting yet?
No.
Okay.
They're talking about having a production going to production next year.
Okay.
A couple of Transformers news. Michael Bay is actually going to use IMAX cameras to shoot some action scenes.
Oh, gosh.
You're
wrong, Ethan.
And then also...
that's just wrong. Sorry, I have to interrupt for this.
Okay. It's a very interactive show today.
Yeah. Bronow shirtless and wrestling in the mud for the winner. Okay.
All right, go ahead. So IMAX, like obviously like The Dark Knight... don't really care about that for Transformers. And then Shia LaBeouf injured himself again on set.
Yes, he did. And, do we have to talk about the Dragon Ball trailer?
That was pretty weak, I must say.
I've seen the pictures and have no desire to see anything else.
Oh, yeah. And Justin Chatwin, I think that's his name. He was the star of The Invisible. I've never been very fond of him as an actor. I can't imagine him carrying a movie, especially this one. Emmy Rossum. I love Emmy Rossum. Yeah. But bad post- Phantom career choice, I think.
Do you guys think that the IMAX thing is going to help Transformers do it all?
I think it's going to be the same thing with Speed Racer. I think it's going to be such an assault on the senses. It's kind of undo a movie that's meant to be seen on a big screen, but not a big screen.
And you didn't see Dark Knight on IMAX, did you?
I did. Did
you? Oh, you did.
Okay. I sure did. And maybe I would have liked it more if it was on a smaller screen. Because after 2.5 hours, I felt very assaulted.
All right. Have you got much news this week at all?
I've got no news.
You got no news. All right.
News.
Well, I'll go to...
We should talk about the Harrison Ford news. We should.
Oh, God.
We should. He brought
it up. Let's do Indiana Jones 5.
I know. It's ridiculous. It really is.
There's no talk. It's not greenlit. It's not anything. But it did make a crap load of money around the world.
Yeah. In fact, at the moment, it's still Indiana Jones and The Mummy 3 are still outgrossing The Dark Knight in some countries.
In some countries. But
some countries.
Yeah. No, I don't care even a little bit.
Well, I think it's funny. The comedy said that, they have to do it in a few years. Well, no kidding. I mean, we can't wait 18 more years. He's going to be in his 80s at some point.
Have a CGI Harrison Ford.
Indiana Jones and the Changing of the Depends.
Oh. All right, then.
Maybe the only title worse than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull right there.
Kingdom of the Crystal Suck? Sorry, it's right there. We'll get to the Watchmen footage. Yeah, this is quite interactive. I like this. It's just we need to get to better sound quality.
It's okay. This is rough. This is a rough episode for us.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Apparently, last week,
you know how McGee's been saying for a while that, hey, you know, James Cameron has given us his blessing to do this movie. Cameron came out and said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hmm. So, maybe you heard it from Arnold, because Arnold did visit the set recently.
Oh, possibly.
Maybe Arnold's like, Cameron loves it, which the truth is he doesn't.
All right, then. Do you want to... Are you good? Do we want to talk about the Watchmen footage?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, yeah. The current running time is 2 hours and 43 minutes.
Really?
Still too short, I think.
Is that official?
Yeah, that's what...
That's cool. Says. That's promising. It's not 3 hours, but it's still better than 2.
And I guess they showed 25 minutes or something in LA this week, and it was the opening credits, the... fight with the comedian, and then they also showed the jailbreak scene when they go get Rorschach, which if you've read the comic, you know what that is. And everyone said it was amazing.
Of course. So.
Was there actual speech in the scenes? I'm just...
No, that's the weird thing. I was like, did anyone talk?
Do you get a sense of any performance at all?
Yeah, so I don't. Nobody said anything about that. Gosh. They just said how visually amazing it is.
Do we know if it's rated R yet? That's my question.
I don't see what... Well, you don't think it's going to be rated R? Or?
I hope it's
going to be rated
R. Oh, it
has to be. It has to be.
Considering, you know, this is Warner Brothers, considering what is... I'm so afraid it's going to be PG-13. I just am.
But
I just
300
am.
Was R.
Yeah. But 300 wasn't as expensive as Watchmen. And 300 didn't have an action figure tie-in, too. So I am worried about that.
Yeah.
When it's official, I'll rest more easily. The 2 hour, 43 minute thing is great, but
yeah,
I want a hard R on this baby.
And again, Ethan's just to confirm that it is rated R. It's been confirmed.
Excellent. Thank you, Ethan.
And I guess they also showed some of the stuff with, I just blanked on his name, the blue man on the on Mars.
Oh, Dr. Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Cool.
So,
okay.
Excellent.
Kirsten Dunst said yeah to Spider-Man, said that she signed on for Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, and I've kind of rethought my take on Kirsten Dunst. Still not a fan of her role, her performance in Spider-Man 3. If it's a repeat of that, not interested. But I think she's a decent actress still.
Yeah, I like the stuff she's done for Sofia Coppola, but
I really want him to recast and just kind of redo it.
Yeah, me too. After Spider-Man 3, I feel like, can they really go back and fix that?
Yeah. And I guess, should we get to the really bad news of the week?
Yes.
One of the co-writers from Eagle Eye is writing Blade Runner 2.
Such a weird, random bit of news. Although he's writing it, he just says he's just writing it, just because.
Yeah, just because. He's not been, still, really, from what I hear, Eagle Eye couldn't handle the deep concepts on its own.
No.
Let alone try to answer all the quote-unquote unanswered questions from Blade Runner, really?
There's already been a Blade Runner 2, The Edge of Human. It was a novel that came out, and I've heard it's quite good, actually, for what it is. It's just, there doesn't need to be a Blade Runner 2. Just like I'm going to say it, there didn't need to be a Matrix 2 either. There's some great sci-fi stories, that should have just remained.
Matrix 2 was worth it just for the spoof.
Which one?
The MTV Awards one.
I did not see that.
Rashawn William Scott and Justin Timberlake. Oh, it's
Matrix
pretty
good. Reloaded has a fantastic highway.
It absolutely does. You're right. And I'll give you that too.
But so did T3, which came out the same summer.
It didn't have 50,000 Agent Smiths. No, I don't.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to. I can't defend those movies.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's probably enough news. You think? I don't think we need to.
Are we missing anything?
More. Punisher's getting rated R. Yippee.
Oh boy. But Max Payne is still PG-13?
Yeah, but he wanted to be PG-13, so yeah. Okay, and we just all agree that George Romero needs to stop making zombie movies.
Yeah, the last film he made, he clearly has a lot on his mind about the world and what's going on with the world. He needs to make a film that expresses that and not just do satire through zombies. He needs to do something else because he has done other great movies. For Pete's sake, this guy did Creepshow, one of the great comic book movies of all time that people don't even talk about. This guy is a great, talented director. I wish he would,
Island of the Dead just seems like a bad idea to me. It
sounds silly.
Yeah.
To say the least. It sounds like one of those straight-to-DVD deals, not a Romero film.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be the sequel to the remake of Dawn of the Dead, where they got off, they took the boat and...
Right.
Yeah.
Ethan just said that Max Payne is PG-13 and 86 minutes long.
Wow. Oh. That's terrible news. Oh. That's another Babylon AD right there.
Oh, dude, no.
Man.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg, what is happening?
Yeah. Okay. And we're not talking about that. Yeah. I think that's enough for this week. There's a bunch of stuff. Oh, actually, there was one last thing. Apparently, Netflix has added a considerable number of movies to their Watch It Now. I'm still convinced this has something to do with Xbox Live being streamable, Netflix being streamable through Xbox Live.
And aren't they doing something with Mac now? Where Mac users can now?
It's going to be Mac compatible here very soon as well. Which, yippee for you.
Yes. Although we do the Blockbuster online thing.
Switch.
So I don't know if, that's right.
Make the change.
Or do what I do, library for free. Although, of course, I have The Dark Knight in reserve right now at the library. I'm not going to get it until probably February of 2010.
You can actually reserve that right now?
Yep. I got it in reserve right now.
All right, then.
Well, the thing about Blockbuster that I like is that you can, once you're done watching it, you can actually physically go to a store.
But then I still have to go to Blockbuster.
True, but you can swap them. I don't know.
Or I like to call them Ballbuster, but that's just me. All right. I think that's enough news. We'll make this somewhat shorter because, it's shorter at 25 minutes. Okay. We'll take a quick break and we will be right back.
Sue Ellen Greenblatt is a real person, not an internet celebrity. So we've enlisted Billy Flynn and the Vicar to help her tell her story.
Geek Radio Daily gives me geeky news about movies, new DVD releases, even comics and gaming.
Geek Radio Daily makes me feel special.
Ah, yeah.
Womanly.
Yeah.
Okay, so the episodes are just 15 minutes, perfect for my commute or for just geeking out while I'm at the office.
Mm. All in one concise love package.
Ooh, the package, baby.
Uh-huh. And the best part is that it's a daily cast, so I'm always in the loop.
Sometimes I listen to it out of the bath, put on little outfits.
It makes me want to invite all my friends over to show how refreshed I feel.
A slumber party, baby.
What? That's not what I said.
Get out the
chocolate mousse.
Duct tape.
Oh, get out of here, you freaks.
Geek Radio Daily. One 15-minute podcast provides 15% of the USDA recommended daily allowance of geeky goodness. Subscribe through iTunes or visit geekradiodaily.com.
Hey, this is Barry. We're back. The Screen Geeks have returned, and we're going to be talking about teen movies in honor of Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, a movie which only I saw over the weekend, sadly.
I know. And to all of you who listen to us on TalkShoe, I'd like to apologize for the sound quality. I didn't know it was going to be that awful. And for those of you listening, if there's a difference in sound volume, that's because we had to turn the board down significantly for going online. So sorry about that, but let's move on.
We'll fix out the bugs. We're learning as we go along.
Indeed. All right. So, teen movies.
Teen movies.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Excellent choice. Great choice. Did you ever think, though, that a lot of these movies, they always look too old to be like high school teenagers? Even like Keanu Reeves and Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Alex Winter, yes. But Keanu Reeves, to me, always looked like a college freshman, even though he's supposed to be like 17 years old, Bill S. Preston Esquire.
Yes. Yeah, was he Bill?
Or was he Ted?
No, he was Theodore Logan. Yeah.
Wow.
Hang on here just a sec.
All right. Well, in addition to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, what else we got? My favorite, Valley Girl, starring Nicolas Cage. I'm the one person who loved Valley Girl. What do you guys think of...
you got to talk about the John Hughes movies.
Yeah, I guess we could talk about John Hughes movies. I mean,
this
everything.
Is not my era.
It's not?
Oh, come on. You didn't like Ferris Bueller?
Oh, Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller, The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink.
I've never seen like any of those John Hughes movies.
You got to see Weird Science. Surely you've seen
that one. Okay.
Yeah, that's John Hughes.
Yeah, that was John Hughes?
Yes. Yeah, it's John Hughes. Yeah, he went from The Breakfast Club, one of the most profound movies ever about teenagers ever made, to Weird Science. Guys downloading, literally downloading porn, and it comes out and lives and breathes and fixes them dinner.
And becomes Kelly LeBrock, yeah.
That's right. Who can ask for more than that?
So do you... Okay, you talked about our era. What's your era?
You Can't Hardly Wait. That's your era.
Yeah, that's like that and like the American Pies.
Yeah, American Pie. And what's the terrible one with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Oh, She's All That?
She's All That, yes.
Josie and the Pussycats.
There you go. I want to borrow that from you, too, actually.
Yes, you do.
And we've got... What else do we... What other shit do we got?
Well, Dangerous Minds, if you're going to go with the serious, gritty.
Yeah, but who wants to be serious?
What was that?
Sky High. Dangerous Minds.
Michelle
As
Pfeiffer.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and
realize
it's
cute. I haven't seen
Paradise.
That.
Have you seen it?
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, but Sky High was a teen movie?
Well, it has the word high in it, like Sky High, high school, teen movie, okay. All teens. All.
It's a Disney-ized one.
I know, it's a stretch.
You know, should we talk about the Disney ones?
We could.
Ever
Shaggy
so briefly.
Dog or,
yeah. Shaggy Dog, Freaky Friday.
Yeah. Parent Trap.
Good one.
Yeah, not the Lindsay Lohan.
The original. Haley Mills. All about Haley Mills.
Yes.
Yes.
Good stuff. Well worth checking out. Okay.
Yeah. Doug's first movie.
Which one?
Doug's first movie.
Is that any good?
No, it's terrible. I actually saw that in theaters.
I never saw Recess, School's Out either.
I was going to say the Goofy movie, though.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
Goofy movie is worth talking about.
Here's your error. Here we go.
So, yeah. Okay.
Okay, Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
Mean Girls
is
great.
That's one of the best high school movies ever.
Yeah.
Like, actually somewhat realistic.
Have you guys read the book?
No.
I haven't either.
Do we want to bring up Brick?
Yeah,
we kind of talked
Brick.
About it. I know that we talked about that.
I
so
love
briefly.
Brick. Yes. Great movie.
You do like it?
I really love Brick.
Okay.
Why didn't you like it? I thought it was really cool. I thought the acting was great. I thought it was just a really unique and stylish movie. I thought it was a really cool concept. I thought they played it off very well.
I felt like I was watching them. I felt like the purpose of the movie was to be unique and cool. Like, but besides that, they didn't have any substance to it.
You don't like any of this stuff, like Lucas Haas, like taking him down to like his lair and his mom's like still making him like food and stuff. I thought it was really, really inventive.
I don't know. I know like a bunch of my fellow like classmates and stuff. Like that's like the new, like, that's like the new Donnie Darko. That's like the most amazing.
Oh, and I wouldn't go that far. No.
So that's probably why my hatred for it is, but I don't know. I remember seeing it being like, really? That's it? That's it?
Fair enough.
How about The Faculty?
Oh, Faculty.
Robert Rodriguez.
Okay. Yeah.
That was good.
That was a strange one for him, too.
It was, but it was good. And just teen comedies?
I think
or do we need to bring up I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Oh boy, not a good movie. Although I got to say, the first one is so much better than the sequel, which is the sequel is one of the worst sequels I've ever seen.
Wow,
truly bad. I mean, I think the part of it that I thought was so funny that I always think of is when Jennifer Love Hewitt realizes that there's a guy in her closet. Do you remember this? So she gets this huge butcher knife. She's wandering over the closet, and she pulls up the closet door, and it's Brandy in her closet. I'm like, get her, stab her. Not a fan of Brandy.
Don't stop.
Encino Man.
Great movie. I love Encino
Man. Really?
Love Encino Man. Not as good as, obviously, School Ties, which came out the same year. But yeah, I enjoyed Encino Man. I mean, it's no Wayne's World, but great movie.
Oh, boy, that's true. I'm thinking In the Army Now, so.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. That one hurt.
Is that high school? Yeah, I guess that counts.
No, you just mentioned Pauly Shore, and that's the one
Son
I think
in Law,
of.
Though. That's a high school
movie. Oh, yeah,
movie.
I like Son in Law.
Well, that's the one great Pauly Shore movie, Son in Law.
Election?
Yes, one of my favorites. Yeah, love Election.
Cool.
Did you guys see Jawbreaker?
Yes, that was really bad.
Terrible.
Everything that Election did right, Jawbreaker totally screwed up.
See, if you're going to bring up Election, I'd go Clueless next, probably.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Not a big fan, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that crazy about it. It's a movie my wife has seen like countless times, but yeah, not that crazy about it. Not crazy about Alicia Silverstone in general. I really liked Paul Rudd in that movie, but yeah.
He was in that.
Yeah, it was the one she ended up with at the end. What else?
I was gonna say, did you guys ever see? I just lost it. Saved with Mandy Moore.
I watched part of it.
Yeah.
And had to stop.
That's another one that like people hype up, and it's not.
When the Independent said it was too heavy-handed.
It really is.
That's what they said about Religious too.
Did they?
Yeah, I think parts of Saved are really good, but I thought at the end it got so over the top. By the time you get the huge Jesus statue like crashing onto the car, I just thought this is. It's just not even funny. It's just they're just kind of like religious. So just kind of doing it because they can.
Yeah, you can name some more if you want.
I think I'm like this huge list in
front of me. Teen Wolf 2, whatever it takes.
Zapped.
Charlie Bartlett zapped. I didn't get to see American Teen came out this summer. I heard that was really good.
Oh yeah, I wanted to.
Did you guys see Welcome to the Dollhouse?
No,
it's the first movie Todd Solondz ever did. It's about the hell of junior high. It's a really really terrific movie. We're forgetting the best one, guys. Superbad.
Oh yeah,
getting Superbad. One of the great high school movies. I love Superbad. Guys, see 16 Candles.
Yes, that's kind of a classic.
Okay, and then finally,
again, isn't that a huge movie though?
Yes, that was his first.
Yeah,
it was his first. All right, so finally, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes.
Come on,
Judge Reinhold.
Spicoli, yeah, Judge Reinhold. Yeah, classic all the way.
Absolutely.
I haven't even seen the college one that everyone has a poster of.
Oh, Animal House.
Animal House.
Oh, you love that. It's great.
You know what movie I actually really like, and you guys are making fun of me for, is She's the Man.
Wow, that's...
That's
Amanda Bynes, right?
Yeah, it was really cute.
Okay.
I own that movie, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No.
You know what? What's so good about it? David Cross is so freaking funny in that movie.
I was going to ask, do you own it?
No, I bought it as a present for a certain someone I live with.
Okay.
It's not mine, I swear.
Another one that I will defend, I know you guys don't like, is The Girl Next Door. It's like,
okay. Not a fan of that one.
Okay.
Then I watched 24 and I was like, kill her.
I haven't seen Risky Business either.
That's great.
Really? That's an odd one. Yeah.
It's, you can't come up with a better fantasy of what your parents are away. You've got this nice big house to yourself. What a better thing to do than to basically start a brothel in your house.
There you go.
That is a really good idea. I think my parents are going on a trip on the 16th.
Boy, here it comes. It's not our fault. If you end up with Rebecca De Mornay at your house, it's all your fault.
Call me if you end up with Rebecca De Mornay at your house. Cool. Man. No, Risky Business is a great movie. Very, very stylish. Even people who don't like Tom Cruise, he's perfect in that movie.
Do you guys like Never Been Kissed?
I didn't like it. You liked
it's that bad.
Kinda.
I thought David Arquette was kind of funny as
the
best friend, but I didn't think it was a good movie.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Whatever. Oh, I actually saw Whatever It Takes. That had James Franco in it, I think.
Right. Yes.
That was bad. Oh, that was bad.
I didn't think it was that bad. It was, it was supposed to be a remake of Cyrano de Bergerac. I didn't think it was that bad.
What about that Drive Me Crazy with Vincent Chase from...
I've seen that.
From Entourage. Yes. You see that?
That was really weak. Really. I thought that was worse than Whatever It Takes, actually.
Has anyone actually seen the Britney Spears Crossroads?
Crossroads, yeah. No. In fact, Julian, really? I saw that the day it opened.
And?
It's dreadful. it's really, really dreadful. And what's amazing is that, gosh, it's such a downer of a heavy-handed movie. And but it still opens up with her dancing in her underwear and eventually like performing karaoke at a bar. But like Dan Aykroyd plays her dad, which is like one clue that is truly a movie and nothing like remotely steeped in reality. And her mom is played by Kim Cattrall. Yeah. Can you imagine Dan Aykroyd and Kim Cattrall? It's like, and if they had a child, would it look like Britney Spears? No.
Oh,
but Crossroads, I got to say though, Crossroads was better than Glitter and better than the American Idol movie from Justin and Kelly. All three movies I've seen in the theater the
from
day
Justin
and
Kelly set the record for getting to the Walmart dump bin. It was like 2 months.
Wow, that's
awesome.
It was
a $5 bin. I just remember going, this just came out. And then I like threw it back in and set it on fire. And
did you guys see The New Guy?
No, I thought it was terrible.
Not that bad.
Really? DJ Qualls?
Yeah, it wasn't that
bad. I loved him in Road Trip. And,
I was going to say Road Trip.
Road Trip's crazy.
If you've seen him on that, it's like the same thing.
But doesn't he do like a Braveheart parody at some point? It looks so dumb from the trailer.
Some of it is dumb. Maybe it isn't.
But it's got, what's her name?
Yeah, it's got...
Alicia. Is it Alicia? Elijah?
Eliza Dushku.
Eliza Dushku.
She's so... Yeah. Grandma's... No, that's not a...
No, no.
What about Bring It On? Have you seen any of those?
Yeah, I've seen... I saw Bring It On. I've seen the third one with Hayden Panettiere.
Okay.
Which, oh my God, opening scene of that movie, she's at like prom or something and they're doing a cheer on stage because they do that at proms, I guess. And they're holding her up and she farts. And it's like a nightmare. She wakes up, she's like, oh my God, I just farted at my own prom. It's so bad. So bad.
Speaking of things that are bad, we should talk about Heroes too at some point. We'll get there. We'll do that after we before we do the stuff for this next.
Have you guys seen Sugar and Spice, the one about the cheerleader squad?
No, I want to do.
Bank? Not only did I see that, I went to a preview and I still have the mask. They gave me like one of those masks. It was part of the
because Marley Shelton's in that, isn't he?
Marley Shelton and what's his name? A Cyclops.
Oh, James Marsden.
Marsden. He was really good in it.
Is it funny or
it's terrible? It was one of the worst films of the year, actually. Just dreadful. It's kind of like the first Bring It On. I thought a lot of funny ideas, but just not a funny movie.
And Juno.
Juno. That's a tough one because it's almost cool to bash it.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I would compare it to Brick in some ways, though. Just in that there's dialogue that you really wouldn't see many people that age having.
I would defend Brick because it was trying purposely to be a film noir, and you know it was trying for that juxtaposition. But with Juno, honestly, a lot of that it felt like dialogue. It felt like sitcom writing. Like
I still liked
clever.
It. I liked it too. Juno. I'll never bash it, but you know,
I think it's a little. I think it's really overrated, but I did like it.
Yeah, I think it's like every other independent film that comes out towards the end of December that everyone's hyped up, and you finally get to go see it, and you go, "That's what everyone was talking about."
But you know what? I'll take something like Juno over a piece of turd like Atonement any day.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
You still have your hate on for that movie, huh?
It's big. Yeah, my hatred for Atonement could wrestle your hatred for Indiana Jones 4, and they could really have a serious like AVP kind of battle. Ouch. Do you guys like Donnie Darko?
Yeah, I love Donnie Darko.
Yeah. For me, that sums up my high school experience in a really big way. Just like
you had a bunny talking to you?
No, not with the talking bunny, but just like all those painfully awkward moments, like having to do like a presentation in front of class and like having somebody shoot you down, or that moment where Drew Barrymore is like sitting next to the cutest girl in class. I've had like horrible things like that happen to me in school.
Really?
It's really, really like embarrassing. Like I think back to it and I just cringe. Yeah. Yeah. My junior high and the first couple years of high school were just like that, except for the time traveling bunnies.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, we should... I think we've already done this before, but I don't think it was for Screen Geeks. Did we go around and say, like, what movie would mirror our high school experience?
We might have, yeah. For me, it's Lucas, the film with Corey Haim. I was Lucas when I was in junior high.
I've pretty much just tried to block out my entire high school experience, gotcha. So, yeah. I hated high school.
I don't know what mine would be.
License to Drive or The Lost Boys?
Sleepaway Camp. No, I don't.
Lost Boys 2?
Probably The Tribe.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
I think we can really can this one right now. Yeah, we can can this topic now, right. I think. It's worth talking about, you know, go see Nick and Nora.
See Nick and Nora. Yes, that's the whole point. See Nick and Nora.
That was a really good promotion for that movie. We talked about all these bad teen movies. And
they're like, well,
go see Nick and Nora.
Yeah, indeed.
What's Can't Buy Me Love?
It's Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Before he was Nick Dreamy.
Just One of the Guys.
That's the one about the girl who dresses up like the guy, and then a girl falls in love with her. It's pretty bad.
Joyce Heiser.
Yes. She actually
did we talk about Meatballs?
Meatballs is a good one. Karate Kid. We still recording?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Karate Kid.
Yeah, Karate Kid. Great movie.
Do you guys like any of the American Pie movies?
I love... Well,
not really.
Not a big fan of the first one. I thought the second one was really funny, and I thought the third one was the funniest.
Me too.
The whole thing Stifler happened to be a gentleman, I thought that was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's look, before we get to the releases, shall we talk Heroes?
If you want to, you kind of.
What did you think of Heroes this week?
I thought it was a really good episode. I liked it. I really did. I thought it was one of the stronger ones I've seen.
And I thought it was one of the most meandering episodes of television I've ever seen in my life. Because they have no idea what to do with Parkman. It seems like they very well have no freaking clue how to get to wherever the end they're going to get with Ando and Hero.
Yeah, that's true. But they really focused on like one storyline. I mean, they didn't branch out and really do Nikki that much. I didn't feel like it was all over the place. I felt like it was really focused.
On the upside, there was no Mohinder and no Wonderless Twin Maya.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, it was a good episode.
The interaction, I'll say, with Siler and Noah was really good. That could set up something very interesting. If they made that its own TV show, I would watch it.
Yeah.
But
I'm... And Claire, you didn't like the Claire, like, in the...
Wine. Okay, that was her segment.
So you're giving up on the show?
I'm not completely giving up, but I'm not watching it Monday nights. I'll watch Chuck, and then I'll... Honestly, we've been plugging Slash Film plenty, but I'll listen to Slash Filmcast first, because it's a better use of my time.
So you're going to wait for it to jump the shark?
I think it did in the second season.
Hmm. it had the twins. I'm trying to think of a new term for Heroes. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep watching it. I think it's fun. Okay. I think the special effects are good. I like some of the characters. They just need to kill off some of them.
Yeah, they do. A lot of them. Okay. Oh wait. Peter should not freaking exist.
Yeah.
You wipe out your entire timeline. You don't exist anymore. This is very simple. And here's the thing that really... Okay, this is what really sent me over the edge. This is spoiler-filled, so skip ahead like a minute or two. Future Peter put old Peter into someone else's body, and we don't have anyone who can do that kind of stuff. Yeah, since they've wiped out that timeline, they never have to explain it, which is BS and a cop-out.
Yeah, the show's playing by time cop rules. It's just stupid.
It's making up rules as it goes along. That's what's really annoying me a lot. Okay, let's... End of spoilers. What's hitting the theaters this week, sir?
You got Ridley Scott's new film starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe, Body of Lies.
Hey, that's next week.
It's Friday. Sweet. Yeah. City of Ember starring Bill Murray, Tim Robbins, and that creepy girl from Atonement. Oh, Atonement. Dennis Quaid and yet another football true story make you cry movie. This one's called The Express. Quarantine, a remake of Wreck. Is that that's what it's called?
Yeah.
And which Ethan said was good.
Yes, and I need to watch. I've heard that from so many different places.
So, folks, see the original. Don't see... But I'll bet you anything Quarantine's number one over the weekend. I'll bet you it's
probably.
And then finally, a limited release opening up on Wednesday, Gerard Butler and Tandy Newton in Rock and Roller, the new film from Guy Ritchie.
Oh, good. I'll be seeing that one, too. Oh, that's next weekend's actually kind of good.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up.
Good.
Finally. Okay. Yeah, we're starting to hit that Oscar bait season and
fall
season. And
are you going to go see... Did you finish City Member, the book?
Yes. Great book. Yeah, I'll definitely see the movie.
Cool.
Right on. All right. Well, what's hitting DVD?
Dave's favorite film of the summer, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, a movie that only I in this room like, so I'm going to talk about it very quickly so I don't get lynched. Available in 1- and 2-disc special edition. Yay. Icons of Horror, the Hammer films. Among the series being released on DVD, you've got Scream of Fear and the Gorgon. The Gorgon. Yeah, that is the Gorgon. I'm like,
yeah,
did I write
okay,
that? Yeah,
sure.
The Gorgon, yeah. And then more Hitchcock films, Notorious and Rebecca.
Apparently, they're doing an entire premiere collection, and since we had problems with audio and all kinds of problems earlier, I actually had to close the window. But Notorious, Rebecca, The Lodger, there's quite a few movies on there. It looks pretty good. I'm still holding on to my criterions of Rebecca and Notorious, and I picked up a cheap set of Hitchcock films at Walmart for like $5 that has The Lodger and a bunch of stuff on it. So I'll probably skip it, but sounds good, though.
Is The Lodger like a really bad horror movie?
No, it's a silent horror movie, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that his first movie he did?
I don't know if it's his first one, but
it's one of the first.
It's one of the earliest, yeah.
It's actually held in quite high regard.
It does sound like a...
The Lodger.
Like a slasher film. Mongol, The Rise of Genghis Khan. I've heard great things about this. In fact, it's an Oscar-nominated film. John Cusack and Hilary Duff. Not the not the most usual screen team in War, Inc., only played in theaters for about 5 seconds this summer. Chaplin, the 15th anniversary edition, Robert Downey Jr. is Charlie Chaplin. It's an amazing film. Richard Attenborough directed. Great film. Great film. 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days. This is the Cannes Film Festival Award winner for Best Picture. I think about it 2 years ago. Really rough stuff. Dance of the Dead. What the heck is that?
It's about a bunch of high school kids who go to their prom, and it's when the zombie outbreak happens.
Kind of like Night of the Creeps. Oh, great movie right there.
Yeah.
See that instead. Silverhawks, Season 1, Volume 1. If you're a child of the 80s like Dave and I,
you know what we're talking about.
You know Silverhawks.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just skip it.
Don't even bother. You won't get it. You won't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Love Comes Softly, Series, Volume 2.
That's our crap title of the week.
Boy, is it ever.
It's the Jeanette Oak made-for-TV movies featuring...
Catherine Heigl, the first one, yeah.
Yeah.
I've suffered through the first one and actually the second one, too.
I was flipping through some movies the other day and reminiscing how Catherine Heigl said that she thought Knocked Up was really sexist and
mm-hmm.
and mean. And I forgot that she was in The Ringer.
Ah.
Talk about movies that are insulting? Is that what you're trying to say?
No kidding. A movie that pretends to be for the handicap and just mocks them and belittles them in every scene, yes.
Yeah, I thought that was a...
Yeah, it's interesting. And not to mention one of her first movies, My Father the Hero, where she walks around in a thong.
Yeah, or Bride of Chucky.
Kathy. Moving on. Not White Christmas, but Holiday Inn, all the same, in black and white. Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire, good film.
Still a very good movie.
Yeah, very good film. One of my favorite films.
The dancing with the firecrackers is amazing.
Yes.
It's freaking cool.
It's a great movie, yeah. If you like White Christmas, definitely check out Holiday Inn. One of my favorite films of 2005, Terrence Malick's The New World. In fact, we're watching that in my class. Ching.
Oh, we are.
Available in the extended cut. This would be more weeds blowing in the distance, more river, more crickets, more birdies. Just more of New World. And then finally, Halloween, the 30th anniversary box set. This is Halloween 4, 5, the first one.
And a new restoration.
The restoration and what else? It's also a bonus documentary.
Disc. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's if this is not the box set you've been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't like, I know overseas they actually have Halloween 1 through 7 in a big box set.
Probably because overseas rights are all with one person.
Yes. And this is Anchor Bay, and it's all the Halloween movies that they owe. Good set, but, you know, doesn't have one.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's like the Chucky box that came out has all of them except for the first one.
That's right. Well, because two and the rest of them are all Universal. And the first one's MGM.
I would buy this if it had the first one.
Well, that's why they re-released the first Child's Play in the special super edition that they did to make it so you can make your own set, essentially.
Yeah,
that's
so dumb. Yeah, MGM, they got the good one there.
Yeah, indeed. All right, well... Sorry about the iffy quality of this week. If you've gotten this far,
thank you. You are truly a fan.
Yeah, we do apologize to our hundreds of listeners because we've been growing, and we appreciate all of you who have been joining in with us. Hopefully, we haven't scared you off with a god-awful sound quality episode.
And if anyone's going to go to the Saw Marathon on October 23rd, which is on a Thursday in Colorado Springs, let me know. I don't want to go by myself.
They're going to show all of them plus five?
They're showing, yeah, it starts at 4:30. They're showing 1 through 4. Fifth one starts at midnight.
Wait, this is on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I have to miss your class, you're going to miss
someone's class.
We have to talk about this.
Nice of you to bring this up now on the air. Where's Josh? Oh, I know where he is.
So, anyway, come with me if you want to.
Yeah, come skip school with Josh.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, or skip work or whatever. All right, then. Well, if you want to shoot us an email, by all means do. You can hit us at podcast, Barry, Dave, Josh, or Ethan at screengeeks.com. You can also leave us a voicemail if you give us a call at 719-387-1804. And I guess we'll do this again next week. We'll go to somewhere else to do it live where it doesn't suck near as bad. But until then, this is Dave.
This is Barry.
And Josh.
Take it easy.